This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode, The Science of Everyday Objects. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Close to 1 million Americans commute to work using a bike. I do. And here's a fun fact. An early version of the bicycle was invented in my hometown, Karlsruhe, Germany, in 1817. This one had no pedals and the frame was made from wood. Then came cast iron and steel frames. But these days, high-end bikes have zoomed into the space age. They're sleek, light, and super fast. But the question is, whether they are as durable as the old steel horses I see chained up all over my neighborhood. Which bikes are made for the long haul? We sent Jad Slayman to find out.
You're hearing my 80s-era DeBarnardi road bike. It's a steel frame and gray, but that's hidden under about 200 stickers. It has the type of down-tube shifters that went out of fashion around the fall of the Berlin Wall. I'm headed out to see the cycling cutting edge at the Philly Bike Expo. As I walk around the stalls and chat up vendors, I keep hearing about a material more commonly associated with the aerospace industry.
Carbon fiber.
Carbon.
High modulus carbon fiber.
Full carbon, carbon tubes, carbon lugs. The whole frame is all carbon.
It's a lightweight composite that's remarkably strong and getting cheaper every year. The first guy I spoke with was Nolan Bixler. He was working at the stall for Bianchi, a well-known Italian bike manufacturer.
It's a carbon fiber that was originally made for NASA and satellites.
NASA comes up a lot at this expo.
So in space, you know, you have a satellite and its arm opens up with kind of that non-gravity thing that's going on out there. You can get a lot of vibration. So these, they stop the vibration as it happens.
We're standing in front of a half dozen bikes painted signature Bianchi blue. Most of their frames are entirely carbon. One is aluminum and another is steel. An analyst tells me the larger U.S. bike market is different. Most bikes are steel, the heaviest of the three materials. But that's thanks to a glut of children's department store bikes. Next is aluminum, which is often paired with some carbon parts. And then full carbon frames. Their smaller market share is growing as the tech gets cheaper and mass production ramps up in Asia.
Which one of these bikes is still going to be on the road in 30 years, most likely?
Honestly, all of them.
I'm interested in the durability of the carbon bikes. I try lifting one up and manage using only two fingers. That's the entire assembled bike, with wheels, pedals, handlebar and all.
What's the repairability on this thing? I mean, if it takes a pretty serious hit?
Nolan sells bikes, but he's also a mechanic.
So, carbon, not going to bend, totally going to break. We actually have a bike in the shop right now where the seats stay here, took an impact. You can see the paint chipping, it's cracked, you push on it, it's got a little bit of a dead feeling.
Engineers tell me Nolan was seeing carbon fibers that had broken free from their polymer matrix, a kind of glue that holds them in place. Nolan has to send those fixes off to a specialist out west, and it gets expensive.
You can get a full carbon fiber bike for about $2,000. If it costs $700, $800 to repair one part of the frame, you can argue that you may just go get a replacement bike.
Okay, sure. If you've got an extra $2,000 to spend, that's fine. But I want to talk to riders who can't afford to replace their bikes, who need them to last no matter what. So I head downtown to a park where bike couriers hang out between calls. I know where to find them because I used to be one of them, weaving through traffic on delivery runs. The faster you were, the more you earned. Bike couriers are easy to spot, mostly young guys with bulky satchels over their shoulders, with a kind of punk vibe.
Just kind of introduce yourself, your full name, what you do, where you're from.
I'm not going to give my full name.
Oh, whatever you're comfortable with.
All right, cool.
That's Ozzy. He's been a courier for 4 years. He only gives his first name because of a recent run-in with the law after running a red light.
And then they told me to pull over. No lights, no siren. I said, no problem. And then after I said, no problem, I got tackled off my bike.
Ozzy needs a bike that he can rely on because cycling is much more than a hobby for him.
I use my bike to feed my family, dude. I know I look young, but I'm 30 years old. I have 5 kids, man.
That means he logs at least 100 miles every work week. And that's not counting the 16-mile round trip he bikes just to get downtown.
When you're working on your bike, as opposed to commuting on your bike, you need parts that's going to last you, you know, when you're putting that wear and tear on your bike, putting all those miles on your bike.
Ozzy, like most of his colleagues, rides steel, and he sees carbon and aluminum as impractical luxuries.
Yeah, it's lighter. Yeah, you're faster on it, but I would literally tear all the guts apart on that frame.
The occasional crash is also part of the job. Ozzy got doored 2 weeks ago.
I went over my handlebars and over the door, and when I turned around, my bicycle was vertical, nose down, in between two cars, but it was perfectly fine.
Ozzy says a courier's bike endures in a year what a commuter's bike might face over a lifetime. For guys like him, that means there's no substitute for steel.
Steel frames all day, dude.
Engineers explain this by pointing out two properties of steel. It has high ductility, that is, it bends well before it breaks. And it has very high toughness, meaning it's resistant to cracks. I wanted to know more about what goes into a steel bike, so I went to see Steve Belenke of Belenke Cycle Works.
Yo, Steve!
Oh, hey. How are you?
Hey,
I'm Jed from Public Radio. We spoke yesterday.
Steve's been making steel bikes for 35 years. His milling machines are the size of refrigerators, and most of them are from the 70s.
This machine is called a rotary dice wager. Looks like a submarine thing.
Steve is decidedly old school.
If I, you know, my thought is the bike's not at least 25 years old. It hasn't really seen its life.
There's a certain kind of niche rider that wants Steve's type of bike, made in the old ways. But I have to ask what he thinks of newer models. Steve says, wreck a carbon bike, you no longer have a bike. And aluminum?
Well, aluminum, after enough use, that will probably get a crack somewhere. And it's usually not repairable because of the heat treatment.
Heat treating strengthens aluminum, but the trade-off is a loss of toughness, resistance to cracks. So Steve, he's also steel frames all day. And his machines allow him to make bikes the way they were made a half century ago, with steel tubes connected at socket-like lugs to make the frame. Picture an Erector set. You can bring a bike like that back to life.
I have a bike right now from the 80s hanging in there. It's finished. Two tubes were bent, and now it looks like a brand new bicycle again.
And being able to repair a bike means being able to keep a bike as the decades come and go.
After a good amount of miles, a good amount of years, the bike, A, has a certain look and patina. But really, it's the connection to the rider that what they've done with the bike. Could be a special bike that was once a high-end race bike, but now it's more of a antique. But for that person, it's the bike that they went to college on.
That story was reported by Jad Slayman.